This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler in the same way, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra up north is Ron Edwards. Look, it's a plane. It's a train. It's not the Lone Ranger, so it's got to be Ron Edwards, right?
Hey, good morning.
that too. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, indeed.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to have a story coming up here in a few minutes. Ron knows about it already. But there is a bill that's out there that's called the Equality Act. And when we get into that, there's nothing equal about that, folks, for you religious types. I'll tell you that right now. Well, we got to talk about little Dr. Fauci, because the emails that are out there under the Freedom of Information Act are telling a tale of a lying, manipulative bureaucrat who sought to spin his poor job performance into fame and fortune, where he's now up to $417,000 a year. That's his salary, highest paid person in the government. Now, to a large extent, he succeeded in that regard, being escorted along the way by a compliant media and a Democratic Party who granted him literally sainthood. But regardless, the scandal here now is real, and I believe he's going to get his butt handed to him.
Well, I believe that he should, but history will prove whether he will or not. Hopefully you are correct.
We got to fire him, right?
Well, I think there should be more than just firing this guy.
But that's where it starts, right?
The tidy bowl man, Fauci, is just, he's got to be fired. But, you know, with his close email ties with that top Chinese health official.
Yeah.
What is that guy's name? Gregory Gale.
Yep.
It goes back to, for instance, in March of last year, mm-hmm. saying the United States and other nations were making a big mistakes by not telling people to mask up in March. I mean, there are just thousands and thousands of emails between these two guys.
3,200.
Yeah. And here's one. I'll read one to you. It says, I saw the science interview. How could I say such a word, big mistake, about others? That was journalist wording. Hope you understand, Gao. The director of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention wrote to Fauci on March 28, 2020. But there's a bunch of them here, of these silly little emails between these two guys. But yet he tried to make it seem like there wasn't that type of relationship. And it's basically a lot of CYA, cover your, you know what, type of emails, correspondence between these two individuals. Sometimes he had received about 1,000 messages a day at one point from colleagues, hospital administrators, foreign governments, and random strangers. And it's like they were all working together to help this guy pull the wool over our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter which direction he went, he always got support from Democrats especially. Until now, most Republicans weren't doing anything, but I like how Rand Paul has been going after this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the last time he and Rand Paul were on TV together?
Yep.
And how he tried to make it like Paul was lying?
Yep.
Well, nope. The truth is out now.
Yeah.
And I hope that they have him back. I know some people don't think that he should go back for another hearing or anything like that. They think it's like a dog and pony show.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the public needs to see this guy, and he will squirm now.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to come out.
All right. Well, the Supreme Court's recent unanimous 9-0 decisions are sending a clear message to the Democrats. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I believe so. In fact, four recent unanimous decisions by the court
mm-hmm.
are indeed, I think, a message to the Democrat majority that the Supreme Court is not so rigidly ideological as Democrat members and activists suggest, even though some of the Supreme Court members are very leftist and liberal, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in favor of this Democrat Party activism to increase or pack the court. For instance, in the Grand case, the court ruled unanimously to reverse the Ninth Circuit Court in an opinion written by Justice Neil Gorsuch on the rule on immigration disputes regarding the credibility of non-citizens' testimony, which cannot be reconciled with the terms, and it goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back, folks, with Ron Edwards and a lot more. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you choose to ask a question. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of our listeners that just bought a vehicle at Moss Nissan. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, and let's not forget about the Midwest and even as far away as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan has got a reputation, and the reputation is it's whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is what they want to be. And it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget, you can't beat Moss Nissan with the service that you're going to get and the 800 new and pre-owned vehicles that they've got right now. Now, clean trade-ins, got them. I'll tell you what, your car is worth about 20% more than it was a couple months ago. Go get it appraised, and you might be surprised at the money that you get. Have enough extra money left over, too, to have a good old time after you upgrade the ride to another one, huh? How about that? Now, let's check out Moss, because remember, You Serve, You Save is the program they have there for vets, active duty military, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget, they're online at mossnissan.com, and you can tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door and save you even some more money. All right, here we are back with Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now before you get going on what you're going to do, we've got, let's see, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. Captain, good morning. Ron, I'd like to ask you and the editor. Yes, good morning, Ron. Is it not an insult to our intelligence to come out with these just insane, stupid offers to take a vaccine, a hamburger, a donut, a beer, a this, a that? I've never seen anything pushed so hard by anyone, let alone the government. Just to give me the idea that this is not a I think it's a harmless vaccine, harmless medication. This is a weapon, basically, a bioweapon. Yes, I'd like an answer, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Captain.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I have seen this done before, and you know when it was, Ron?
The last time this was done in mass, do you remember?
No, I can tell you when it was because I went through it as a youngster. It was,
yeah,
polio,
was say,
the polio vaccine.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
It was before my time, but
right.
Historically, during, it was for the polio vaccine.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But this forcing, this, and on one hand, they're saying, here's a treat if you take the shot. Then on the other hand, you have draconian places like Michigan, and Democrats in the federal government trying to force individuals to take this thing. I think that is something that borders on insanity, and it makes people think that maybe this thing isn't so good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why would the government want to force you to take an experimental vaccine that, first of all, the coronavirus itself, the percentage of death from this is so low that, in my opinion, there's no need for this massive vaccine situation.
Yeah.
And there are things that were working to cure it that are very inexpensive, very cheap, but have been on the earth for a long time. For example, hydroxychloroquine.
They gave me that when I had didn't even know I had it. They gave me that.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. They don't like it simple. You know, they used to say, keep it simple, stupid. Well, the leftists don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
Their solutions are to make more problems, create a crisis, or if there is a crisis, exacerbate the crisis while you're telling people.
Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. We now know, and it's being said by some of the leading doctors in the country and scientists in the country, that if you had coronavirus and got over it, you don't need the vaccine. You've already got the antibodies.
And when you take the vaccine, also to add to that, after you have been cured of the coronavirus, you do more harm to yourself.
Well, not me, because I get checked all the time because of the blood.
Well, maybe not you, but
yeah.
Okay, you're one person. But I'm just saying what I've read, what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the situation here. That's the problem. That's what makes me suspect of the entire situation.
And I think it depends on the individual, to be honest with you. But in my particular case, it's done nothing but help me because I could actually sell antibodies, I think.
Yeah, but no individual, including you, should be forced to take this coronavirus vaccine.
That's right, I agree. All right, now, we were talking about the Supreme Court, and you wanted to wrap up with the comment there?
Yeah, just a couple of examples of how they're not just in lockstep with what the government wants to do. For example, there was two unanimous opinions making this 9-0 rulings in 2 weeks. Justice Sotomayor wrote an opinion, the U.S. Versus Palomar Santiago, an immigration decision that ruled for the government against an immigrant. It also ruled unanimously in territory of Guam versus the U.S. government in an opinion written by Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
The court ruled in favor of Guam on the collection of funding from the U.S. government to remediate environmental pollution on that island.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, they're not in lockstep, thank God, at least to the point where the Supreme Court will, I think, kick back against the effort to pack it by Democrats.
All right, let's talk about some hacking that's been going on here. First of all, Chinese hackers have been involved in two situations. One we found out about was back in April when they were responsible for hacking New York City's MTA's virtual private network, shutting down 18 different database systems, bringing basically the MTA to a halt for a little while. And then we just heard yesterday about the Cape Cod and Nantucket ferry boat that has been hacked apparently by China. And, of course, you've got the JBS and Colonial Russian cyber attacks that show a new trend, if you will, with the U.S. in the crosshairs. But here's the deal. Russia has made these hackers, reportedly, $200 million so far off this.
Well, that's a pretty lucrative business. Maybe I ought to switch careers here. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But, you know, Russia. I understand, you know, that's pretty bad, but I think the worst players in this, all of this, is China.
Yeah.
China is, and the reason why this is happening and picking up speed right now is because of the weak posture of this government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced of that, Captain, as much as I could be. I do believe that our government has allowed a certain attitude to arise in mm-hmm. China, that they could just about do whatever the hell they want to do,
mm-hmm.
and we have not been protecting our own high-tech situations adequately in this country. So we basically opened the door to this stuff.
Okay, now we got time for one more article. Do you want to talk about Bibi Netanyahu, or do you want to talk about HR5?
Let's talk about Netanyahu.
All right, because unfortunately, he is now going to be ousted from his position.
Yes.
He may have a card up his sleeve. I kind of doubt it, but the political coalition that's been put together is more numbers than he has, so they'll obviously take control. And by the way, there's an Arab in the mix of all that. That has not happened with the Jewish government before.
Yeah, they've got the a Muslim or Arab coalition, small, but mm-hmm. Arab party, first time an Arab party as a partner in the formation of this government. But what has happened, Captain, to boil it all down, is you now have a more, let's say a more amenable government, meaning they're not as strong, or they won't be as strong, in my opinion, as Netanyahu has been as far as dealing with enemies. They thought for a minute with this attack that happened recently against Israel, and I thought Netanyahu handled it admirably.
Of course.
They thought that that would give his administration a breath of fresh air, and maybe he could outlast this attack, this political attack. But no, these guys want to undermine him, and they want to do to Israel what Biden is doing to the United States of America. There's a switch going on. Hopefully it will be temporary in both of our nations. And this is what it's all about. And when you look at the coalition of people working together in this thing,
mm-hmm.
it's not good for Israel in the long run.
Alrighty, I got to let you go, and I'm going to play an Edward's Notebook coming up here, so I'll see you on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you very
Bye
much.
Now.
That's Ron Edwards, everybody. Ron Edwards. And when we come back, I got an Edwards notebook in a queue here. We'll play it. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in India, has spread to at least 62 other countries, leading to hotspots in Africa and Asia. The Western Pacific region is reporting its highest levels of infection and death since the beginning of the pandemic, with the largest rise in new cases seen in Myanmar. The WHO also said the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, has spread to 64 countries. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received the tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way of knowing whether they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy, for doing a bang-up job with that. And we've got the Edwards Notebook coming up for today, right now, right here.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But does the Department of Housing and Urban Development have the right to infringe upon the religious rights of the College of the Ozarks? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, God made man and woman. Among the rights both men and women should be allowed to enjoy is privacy. When one is taking a shower, the College of the Ozarks is one of the few remaining institutions that recognizes and tries to uphold not only the right to privacy, but also moral standards and virtue, both of which are fundamental statutes of Christianity. Neither girls nor boys at college campuses should be distracted by members of the opposite sex in the shower. But yet, the Department of Housing and Urban Development wants to trash moral standards and force College of the Ozarks, a Christian college, to go against their fundamental beliefs and let biological boys into the girls' showers. Females should not be forced to share showers with males. I pray that this latest attack against religious liberty fails miserably. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Well, I guess it all depends on the Supreme Court, huh? Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, if you're listening to me right now in the great state of Florida, there are 6 dealerships where I can be heard right now. So check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. And don't forget, reliable equipment, they got it. Fair prices, they got that. Extraordinary service, they got that too. Need to rent some heavy equipment, they got that. And how's about checking out the great lawn equipment they've got too? Maybe you want a leaf blower, or you want a some sort of type of power tool, or maybe you want a sit-down mower, or how about a tractor with a 60-inch cut on it for your big yard out there? Got all that, too. And don't forget, they also have heavy equipment for those contractors that are out there. So that's Everglades Blades Equipment Group. Check them out. Talk to them. See what they can do for you. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty. Now, not to be forgotten about here, the White House is trying to figure out how to confront the GOP-led election reform going on in about 25 states around the country. And our friend Greg Cluxton up there in Washington, D.C., gave us a little short clip here telling us what the Biden administration is planning. We'll see what we can do with this. All right. Let's see. Let me start this back again. It's a Thursday morning. There we go. We'll get it going now. Here we go.
With several GOP-led states tightening their election laws, the White House is mounting a challenge. President Biden has tasked Vice President Harris with leading the administration's efforts to defend voting rights. In a statement, Harris said she plans to work with voting rights groups, community organizations, and the private sector to strengthen voting rights, as well as push for passage of voting rights legislation on Capitol Hill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's the same Kamala Harris that's the czar of the border, and she's going to be leading the election reform efforts of the administration to counter what the Republicans are trying to do by tightening up the election rules in the states, which they need to do. We all know that. But according to the Democrats, why, they're curtailing voter efforts. They're going to force people not to vote. It's going to make it more difficult. Well, you know, when you got dead people voting, number one, when you got illegals voting, number two, when they're not checking their ID on or their signatures on mail-in ballots, I think you got a problem. Not just me, but then what do I know? Well, I know this much. I know that former Solicitor General Ken Starr has argued that the Equality Act, known as H.R. 5, is not only a clear and present danger to the freedom of Americans' conscience and ability to have religious liberty, but also the Biden administration's greatest threat to religious liberty. Check out H.R. 5 and find out what that's all about. Now, you know about H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. This is H.R. 5. Check this one out. This is just as bad. By the way, Donald Trump made a comment yesterday, got it all started up again. He said that the Biden administration inherited the most secure border in history, and they turned it into the greatest border disaster in history in 100 days. He says our border is now run by cartels, criminals, and coyotes. Yes, that's indeed the case. And it's unfortunate for the people along the border towns, even the border cities like El Paso. They got better things to do than chase illegals all around the street and drugs, the drugs you wouldn't believe. You saw the, when they were building the wall, you saw the pass that they showed, the roads, where one side was for the illegals to walk up the road, the other side was for the vehicles to come up through with the drugs and get into the states, and away you go. But this is what they do. Very unfortunate. Now, AOC, who's a piece of work all by herself, I guess she figures that now she's got all this clout, she'll throw it around at the Senate. Well, she has demanded and called for the U.S. Senate to abolish the filibuster amidst the voting rights showdown that's coming. Now, that's fine, abolishing the filibuster. They can do that. But they got this little problem called you got to have a certain amount of votes to be able to change anything in the Senate, to even get it on the floor. And if you can't do that, then it's not going to happen. So Maybe AI can appoint herself senator and go over there and have an extra vote for to help other buddies, huh? No, I'm just kidding. But the thing of it is she is just so far out to lunch. It's not funny. It's not funny. By the way, in case you haven't heard, Lapid informed Rivlin, President Rivlin, that he's managed to form a government, but there are difficulties that remain because he has a very shaky, to say the least, coalition put together. And, you know, Israel's one of those places where you talk about political parties. They got political parties. I was commenting to Denise off air this morning that it sounded like as if they got to have 40 different political parties over there. Maybe more than that. Who knows? And let's not forget about little Dr. Fauci, who's in big trouble. His emails expose his lies about the masks in stunning fashion. Because the release of Dr. Fauci's emails have proven once again to be a gold mine for those willing to actually report on them. And while the White House press corps asked no questions of Jen Psaki on the matter, because they're left-wing hacks and right-leaning outlets that have consistently been ahead of the curve are busy mining the documents to use on their own broadcasts. And that's what's been discovered so far. And by the way, it's nothing short of shocking. Nothing short at all of shocking. I mean, I expected to see a little of this, but to this degree, no. I don't think anybody did. Fauci apparently wouldn't know what the truth was if it stood up and bit him in the you-know-what. But he really, really has overstepped his bounds. And you got to remember, he lied on government documents. If I did that, or if you did that, you'd be in jail. It's just that simple. But Fauci's done it, and they know he's done it, and he can now prove he's done it, and not a word. Not a word. Wow. All righty. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. One more segment to go here in the program today, Thursday morning edition. By the way, don't forget, I will be down in Bradenton today at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms. Have lunch with the captain. 11:30 to 1:30. Come on out and enjoy the fun with the group. We've got a good group that gathers there today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and you catch her on Brooke Talks America Saturday, 7 p.m. By the way, this week I will be her guest on her program, 7 p.m. right here at my flagship station Saturday night. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Don't forget you can go to MyPillow.com, the website, MyPillow.com, the website. Use the product code CAPTAIN, get whatever you want, and save big bucks on their products there. And also, our friends today, and hopefully I might see Dominic or Jill or somebody from the store up at Dominic's, Mixon's today, but Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. They're great people. They know what they're doing. They'll treat you right. And they do the job right the first time, every time. Well, a couple different things before I move on here with my final story. The 15th of June, I'll be the keynote speaker at the Pinellas County Republican Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Mugg's on Olmerton in the ICOT Center. That starts at 6:30. The doors open at 6:15. And you can come over there, have yourself a nice little meal. And I'm going to be lighting the fire for the group that's there, which is something I like to do. I like to get there and get it started and crank things up. So come on out if you're available on that night, and you won't regret it. We're going to have a big crowd, a couple hundred people, maybe as many as 300 in the room. Might have more than that if they open it up for the bigger capacity, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a lot of fun there when we go there to the meeting. And the other news is I'm going to be going on television with a television show in September. September the 1st is what we're shooting for. It's what the syndicator told me yesterday. And it's going to be simply called The Captain's America. And half the show will be devoted to interviews with military personnel. And the other half will be devoted to interviews with first responders, police, fire, EMS. And people from around the country will be talking about their jobs and how it's going and how things are doing. And by the way, I want to give my thoughts and best wishes and prayers for the three police officers, Wilmington, Delaware, that were ambushed overnight when they responded to a call, and somebody took shots at them as they were getting out of the car at the scene and hit three of them, but they're going to be okay. Their injuries are not life-threatening, but still, we've got a war going on in this country, and the war is between these fools that want to take on the police. I believe the number I saw a little while ago was 131 police officers have been shot so far this year. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. And for these people that think that they're out there and, well, they're not going to prosecute us because they've got Joe Biden in charge or whatever the crap is that you people are thinking, No. Tell you what's going to happen. If you shoot and seriously injure or kill a police officer or a firefighter or someone that's an EMS person, you're not only going to go to jail, you're going to go under it. And by the way, you could get the electric chair, depending on what state you're in. So think about that. And we do support the police here in this program. Blue Lives Matter. All lives matter, of course, but Blue Lives Matter, Red Lives Matter, Green Lives Matter. Of course, green is for the emergency medical. Unbelievable. Now, again, little Dr. Fauci has managed to hang himself out to dry. And you got to keep your eyes open on that situation because that's a fluent situation. I'll be talking about it all day. But the other thing behind the scenes that you're not hearing much about is in response to the no response to the border situation with the feds down there in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, of course, declared a state of emergency, and he's got the National Guard and the Texas state troopers down on the border, and they are going to enforce the laws. And by the way, they're going to arrest people. When they come in and they get caught, they're going to charge them with trespass. Lock them up. Put them in jail for a while. See how they like that. And Governor Abbott is doing it right. That's what he should do. That's what he should do. Now, the Democrats, of course, down there in Texas, they abandoned the House. You might remember that ahead of a midnight vote. Breaking the quorum needed to hold a final vote about election reform. Again, they came up with the same old, well, people aren't going to be able to vote, it's going to restrict people, it's going to this, it's going to that. No, it's not. It's going to get rid of dead people voting for openers. And it's going to make things the way they should have been to begin with when it comes to proving who you are when you vote, when it comes to having your signature match on your mail-in ballot, your absentee ballot, which should be more difficult to get than easier. We'll see. Things are changing as we speak. There's about 25 different states where very quietly things are being changed, and you're not hearing about it because the media doesn't want you to know that maybe the state that is next door to you or a couple of doors down or whatever is doing something like that. My goodness, heaven forbid that they're going to have voter registration, right? Heaven forbid. But it is what it is. And whether they like it or not, it's gonna get done. When you're in a minority, there's a reason for being in the minority. And if you want to be in a majority, better luck next time. Also, for you people out there, and I ran into a couple people yesterday that were going, you know, we heard you about start today, start right now, get involved, this, that, and the other. How do we do it? Well, it's pretty simple. If you don't want to be in a political party, if you're an independent, but you want to get involved and be part of the solution, go look up on the internet, either Facebook or do a search or whatever, or ask your friends about these community patriot groups that are popping up all over the place right now. Or the Defend Florida, Defend Carolina, Defend Alabama, Defend Texas groups that are popping up all over the place right now. And join one of them. And go to their meetings. Become part of the solution, not remain the problem. And you'll find that you're going to meet a lot of people, some people you know, that you didn't know were going to these meetings, but you're going to find them there. And it's going to be good. Everything will work out. And again, if you're here in my area, you can come see me and come take part in the Tampa Bay Trump Club, Pinellas Republican Party authorized Tampa Bay Trump Club on the 15th of June at Mugg's. But in the meantime, for the rest of you out there, especially the ones across the bridge, I can't wait. Have one of those Captain's Club sandwiches again down there at Mixon's Scroveside Cafe. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Are they good? Oh, yep, I'm psyched. I'm psyched for that, for sure. And, of course, the people down there that we have lunch with at Mixon's Scroveside Cafe, very good people. By the way, many of them are now members of the new Manatee Patriots group. Tea Party Manatee is what it was called for years, since 2009, and now they're Manatee Patriots. They changed the name to encourage possibly some new members and maybe even getting some younger people, which there are more younger people showing up at these groups. I've noticed that. So, keep your eyes on the prize and keep your eyes on Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci. He's going to be in the news for a while. And I'll see y'all tonight here on the radio. It's been another great day in the neighborhood. Be careful out there in Texas, those big old thunder boomers. I'll see you tonight, folks. God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.